Out-of-cycle update. I really don't understand why dealing with computers is so hard for our young folks. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Lystrom, your host. I was laughing, not at the people that were affected. I'm laughing at the situation because I don't understand how it happened. As a technologist myself, you know, the first time I touched a computer, I was probably like 4 years old, right? And I've been touching computers constantly since I was 4 years old. So it's second nature to me. But at the same time, most computing is reasonably simple. There's certain best practice things, certain common sense things that everybody should know. And it feels like because everybody's rushing to their phones and their automobile whatsits, you know, they just suck at computing. And I don't understand why that's becoming a thing, especially when you're in charge of millions of dollars. Let me tell you what happened here. And it's a public service announcement because I don't want to get your tokens took. So Monoswap, if anybody's listening to this that deals with Monoswap, I'm giving you a service announcement to avoid Monoswap per the developer team that just announced they got hacked. And they're saying, do not deposit any new money into this business because of what happened. I'm going to describe it in simple form. First, if you're in Monoswap right now, allegedly, you can withdraw, and you should do quickly, but you should go directly to the service to do so. Just don't put any new money in there, and whatever money's in there is at risk for as long as it stays there. I don't know the deets about why you can withdraw, but you can't deposit. All I'm saying is what they said is you should be able to withdraw, and they're encouraging that you do so. Just don't deposit any new money. What happened is yesterday, one of the developers of the team, they were trying to find venture capitalists. So a venture capitalist is basically an angel funding. It's a source of money. They're trying to get a large cash infusion. Apparently, somebody scammed them, told them, I got all this money. Let's get on the call and talk it out, all this. And then the developer's like, yay, we got all this millions and millions of dollars. Let's get on the call right away. And instead of following due diligence and looking for common sense things, you know, there's certain tools used for conference calls, business tools. Zoom, right, is one of them. Teams is one of them. WebEx is one of them. These are the mainstream stuff. But you can do calls on freaking Telescam if you had to. In this case, apparently, the fake venture capitalist presented a phony link that was a phishing link to the developer, and the developer, because they were so jumping and cheering about this fake venture capital situation, didn't bother questioning how this link looked like absolute crap, went ahead and ran the link on his computer. The link allowed full access to the developer's computer. First of all, why are you allowing full access to anything from a sharing tool or a screen sharing tool or a call tool? That should have been red flag number one. Second, why are you doing it on a developer's laptop? It doesn't make any, I'm just like, why, what the heck? Anyway, so apparently, this developer, for whatever reason, had full and open access to all of the different wallets and contracts that made this Monoswap work. From this one computer, like, there's no separation of duty, there's no multi-sig, there's no custody control, there's no due diligence whatsoever. Just this one rogue developer had power. Like, that developer themselves could have ripped you to heck off, taken all the money and ran. This is why all of these rug pulls happen, because usually it's one developer and they overpower the developer, and that allows them to just dump out the project. At least in this case, it was a third party something. From the team, quote, Monoswap's been hacked. Do not add liquidity or stake in the farming pools at the moment. If you have staked positions, withdraw immediately to avoid funds lost. Yesterday, one of our developers installed a phishing app. Phishing app is where it's basically faking a real application to join a call with scammers who pretended to be a venture capitalist. The attackers installed the botnet into his office PC, which has access to all Monoswap-related wallets and contracts. The hackers then withdrew most of the staked liquidity positions, causing damage to the protocol. We're investigating the attack right now. We'll soon announce the next moves. We're trying to work with venture capitalists to build a better future for Monoswap. However, unfortunate things happen, and now we're trying our best to solve this issue. So, I'm going to just say this. Again, I was laughing. I'm not laughing at people got ripped off. That's not it. I'm laughing at how stupid this is, because everything was done wrong. You give full power and authority and access to a single developer's laptop, number one. Number two, you're talking to a venture capitalist doing no sort of verification that it truly is a venture capitalist. You don't check credentials. You don't check background. You don't check any of that information. Number three, they send you a sketchy link. The link itself was kakaocall.kr. Okay, Korea. That's Korea.kr is a Korea domain. So these are Korean venture capitalists. Kakao Call. So nobody asked the question, what the hell is this Kakao Call? Why aren't you using Zoom or Teams or WebEx or one of the mainstream tools out there? Why are you, or GoToMeeting or something else that's mainstream? Why are you using this sketchy business? Even if you have to use that stuff because maybe it's a domain, right? It's a branded domain. Why are you doing it on the developer's laptop? Why aren't you doing it on an isolated laptop that doesn't have any connection to the internal stuff? Because there's a risk that it could be sending a virus. You don't know what's coming across this stuff. Everything was done wrong. That's why I was laughing. I don't understand how people can be so incompetent with computers. I mean, I do, but this is what we're dealing with here. So for anybody who's in Monoswap or considering Monoswap, they're telling you don't do any deposits, don't do any staking. And if you're already in it, it would behoove you to get your stuff out. I don't want to see you get your stuff took. So consider this a public service announcement that these numbnuts put your stuff at risk. And this is probably how a lot of these get breached. Now that I think about it, that's probably what happens with a lot of them. They just follow the leader. You know, somebody can claim to be a venture capitalist and they just blindly follow the leader like freaking numbs. And get breached. And then that's why there's all these crap outs that happen. That's why all these liquidities get drained. That's why all these hacks keep happening. Because they're just blindly talking to people because they're so rushing. They're rushing, right? They're so desperate to get some money in. They're not following due diligence. They're not following advice. And they're not listening to people like Leister at Crypto.fm who would have told them, this is sketchy as all hell, folks. What the hell are you doing? Anyway, Monoswap, please stay away from it until further notice. I would stay away from it permanently if I were you.